And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 8th of February, 2010. The birthday of Jules Verne, the father of science fiction, born in Nantes, France, in 1828. It's also the week of Valentine's Day, coming up on Sunday, and a good time to think about writing love letters to the one you love, such as John Keats did when he was just in his mid-20s, writing to Fanny Braun. He was 23. He'd already caught the tuberculosis that would kill him. He lived in a very pretty part of London and met and fell in love with Fanny Braun and began to write his great poems, including Ode to a Nightingale. And one Wednesday that fall, he wrote to her, "My dearest girl, I must write you a line or two and see if that will assist in dismissing you from my mind for ever so short a time. Upon my soul, I can think of nothing else. The time is past when I had power to advise and warn you against the unpromising morning of my life. My love has made me selfish. I cannot exist without you. I am forgetful of everything but seeing you again. My life seems to stop there. I see no further. You have absorbed me. I have no limit now to my love. I could die for that. I could die for you. My creed is love, and you are its only tenet. You have ravished me away by a power I cannot resist. And yet I could resist till I saw you. My dear girl, I love you ever and ever and without reserve. The more I have known you, the more I have loved. You were always new. The last of your kisses was ever the sweetest, the last smile the brightest, the last movement the gracefulest." They became engaged, but then Keats began coughing up blood. He moved to Rome. He died before they could marry. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal, entitled "In a Time of Economic Downturn, I Gaze Up at the Sky." The sun came up this morning, just as I knew it would. My morning coffee tasted exactly like yesterday's, a tad bitter but nonetheless revivifying. The faces of our dead presidents on Mount Rushmore are still there, speaking of their trials and tribulations from their scenic outlook of granite. Tonight, when I get home from work, my lover will make her way downstairs, wearing my favorite underwear. We'll lie in bed, pretending to watch a movie, but both knowing what we really want. The Dow, no doubt, will continue its slide, just as the moon, that lozenge of indifference, will continue its path downward among the clouds. All of us, sun, moon, coffee, clouds, might feel a twinge of guilt, such indifference to profit and loss. Yet, all over the world, tiny birds with broken wings and injuries of all sorts are making their way back to their nests. Even the waterlogged anhinga is drying its wings in the sun. It's good to know so much keeps going on, despite everything. Come closer, sweetheart. Let's put the film on pause. Let's profit from whatever we've got before the closing bell, before the riffraff of recovery finds us again and brings us down. A poem by Michael Blumenthal, "In a Time of Economic Downturn, I Gaze Up at the Sky," used by the permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Faces of America, with Henry Louis Gates Jr., Meryl Streep, Stephen Colbert, Yo-Yo Ma, and Eva Longoria, digging into their family trees and discovering astonishing histories. Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on PBS. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor inviting you to join us for a special Cinecast performance of A Prairie Home Companion, Thursday, February 4th at a movie theater near you. You can get more information at prairiehome.org.